بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن لكل شيء سقالة، وإن سقالة القلوب ذكر الله، كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه البيهقي. سيدنا عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that definitely for everything there is a polish, there is a means of removing rust. And definitely the polish, the means of removing the rust from the hearts is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us in this hadith? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that is saying that the first thing he is telling us in this hadith is that rust can come upon the heart. So when rust comes upon a piece of metal, then the first thing happens is that slowly a small part becomes rusted, a slight defect, and then the rust slowly begins to spread, and that metal which once looked very beautiful, very clean, very shiny, now it starts looking dull, it starts looking ugly. Happens over time. And if you allow the rust to carry on, then it covers the entire piece of metal. And then after that, the metal starts weakening. To the extent that after some time passes, depending on the thickness, the strength of the metal, a person may be able to snap it apart with his hands. In the same way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to us that the hearts can also become weak like this. Through the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through negligence. It happens over time, just like that rust starts with a small piece. And just like the rust, the first time there is a mark of rust, it's easy to remove. Sometimes you can even remove it with the finger. It's just a superficial mark. But you allow the rust to spread, to gather, then it gets harder and harder. And just like the heart, just like the piece of metal, initially it was beautiful, it was shiny. And then it becomes rusty, it looks dull. Similarly, the person whose heart is clean, deen looks appealing to him. He has an interest in zeal, he has a zeal in practicing deen. He may even enjoy practicing upon deen. And as the heart gets covered in rust, then the inclination towards deen decreases. It starts looking dull to him, it starts looking unattractive to him. He loses interest in it. And if he removes the rust there, alhamdulillah. Otherwise, once the rust has covered the entire heart, then the next effect that happens is that the iman in the heart starts becoming weak. Just like that piece of metal starts becoming weak, the iman in that heart starts becoming weak. And if nothing is done, and this carries on over time, then a time comes when shaitan can also snap that iman apart. Just like a person can snap that metal apart with his hands. So when a person understands this example that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, then he understands the importance of the statement ahead, that the method of removing the rust is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means the method of keeping the iman safe. If the iman has become weak, the method of is strengthening the iman. If the iman is there, but deen is unattractive to a person because his heart is covered in rust, he doesn't have zeal for deen, then the solution again is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to bring the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our life. And the first method, the first form of the dhikr of Allah ta'ala is where the tongue is busy in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this every person can do. Leave aside whether the heart is with the tongue or not. You are saying subhanallah, leave aside whether the heart is concentrating or not. Put that to one side. You are performing salah, you are reciting the Quran, leave aside whether you can concentrate. Put that to one side. Busy the tongue in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala with regularity, that is the first step. But we are talking about cleaning the heart, of course. So, if you really want that dhikr to clean the heart properly, you will have to do your best to make sure that when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the heart and mind is also with your tongue. And that is no easy task. For that, really, a person needs to go to an expert in dhikr, a sheikh, a spiritual mentor, and he will teach a person. But at the very least, you and I, the first thing we can do is bring the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala with regularity into our life. And once it is there with regularity, then do our best to bring quality. 10% quality is better than 5% quality. It will have more of an effect on the heart. We can't get to 100% concentration. 30% concentration is better than 20% concentration. The more we do this, the more our iman will remain safe. The more our iman will strengthen. The more deen will look attractive to us as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand this hadith and practice upon it. Ameen wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad.